Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and coming up very, very shortly, the Parade of Nations. Certainly one of my favorite times of year. I love this event, and it's coming up on September 17th. I am being joined right now to talk about it by Bob Wentz and Vienna Chapin. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
What is the theme for this year's Parade of Nations?
So this year's theme is Passport to the World. So it's very wide open.
I always love when, you know, about mid-year when you have the announcement of the theme and seeing the different ones come up. How do the themes get determined?
So we do have a committee of about 10 to 15 people, and in January we kind of pull together different ideas for a theme, and then we vote on a theme.
I've mentioned before in previous interviews about the Parade of Nations, one of my favorite places in the world to go to is Epcot, part of Walt Disney World. And I always get a little bit of feeling of that when we have Parade of Nations. And with Passport to the World, it just makes me think of the World Showcase at Epcot. I say superlatives about a lot of events in our area, but I do enjoy. This is one of my favorite days of the year. There is an excitement about the parade that is unlike any other that we have here. The smiles on people's faces, people have a very, very good time participating. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the multicultural festival. And that's all just what happens on Saturday. But, you know, this is expanded to cover, you know, the majority of a week of different things that are going on.
I think for our international students at Michigan Tech and also at Finlandia, they almost look upon it as a holiday for themselves. I think that's the feeling they get.
Yeah, and certainly in the people that come out to embrace the diversity that we have, you know, both living in the community, working here at the, you know, and then at the universities, it's special to see. I mean, we live in a sparsely populated mm-hmm. area, yet to see, you know, when we only have X number of thousands of people, to see just, again, such a wide range of countries that are represented in our small towns.
Yeah, and there's lots of things that makes the Parade of Nations special, but the one thing that I'm always amazed at, and it's pretty much because of the cooperation of dining services at Michigan Tech that allows this to happen, but the variety of international foods that we have in one location. I travel a lot. I go to any international festival I'm aware of, and I've been to many in big cities. I haven't found any that will have more variety. For instance, this year, again, we have 20 different nations represented at the D Stadium. I mean, that's ridiculous for a community of this size.
We'll talk about there's a lot of things going on during the week. So, you know, people are going to want to know, what different events are scheduled. Let's just go ahead and start there with what's planned.
All right. Well, let's start with the first event we have planned, which is next Monday, this coming Monday, at 7 o'clock at the Portage Library.
Okay, September 12th, right?
That's right, yep. And we're calling it Passport to the Ethnic Cultures of the Upper Peninsula. And it's being presented by the Upper Peninsula Publishers and Authors Association in cooperation with the Parade of Nations. And we have three authors who will be presenting. We may have a surprise author we're still working on. But we have three. Cindy Perkins, who will basically, in her work with the Gazette, she has researched and written on various ethnic groups in the Copper Country. So she is going to provide us with an overview and cover a few of the ethnic groups that she's familiar with. And then we have Deborah Fontiera, and she is going to handle the Finnish culture. She's written books on that subject. She's also the news editor for this association, the Upper Peninsula Authors and Publishers Association. And then we have Larry Buage. Did I say that right? Close, I think.
He's French. Buage.
Yes, Buage. And he has written on Native American topics, and so he's going to be presenting that particular ethnic group. And what they're basically going to be talking about is they're going to talk a little bit about how they became interested in their topic, in their subject matter. They are then going to go ahead and maybe tell a few stories that they came across and some insights that they found while they were doing their research. And then there'll be question and answers from the audience. So we really hope this should be a very interesting session.
And where's that being held at again?
Portage Library at 7 p.m. on next Monday.
All right. Is there any admission charge or cost to attend?
No, not at all.
All right. Sounds great. And that's just the first event. That's happening on the Monday prior to the event. What else is going on?
So this year we have an exciting headline act. Their name is Break Skate. And Break Skate essentially is a group of young guys who break dance on rollerblades to hip-hop music. They've been featured on America's Got Talent as well as MTV's America's Next Best Dance Crew, and they traveled across the world performing their skits. So we're excited to have them. We are collaborating with the Rose Center at Michigan Tech to bring Break Skate here. So since we're collaborating with Break Skate, we are also inviting the CUNA Roller Girls. We're going to have an open skate event on Wednesday, September 14th, and that'll be held at the Houghton County Arena from 6 to 7. So this is a time just to come skate. It is a bring your own skate or rollerblade, and you'll be skating with the roller derby girls that we have here in Houghton.
All right, so wait a minute. I'm going to put on skates and get into a roller rink with roller derby girls.
Yes, they'll tame it down. They do welcome all levels of experience, so you don't have to be a professional. So yes, we are collaborating with the girls, and it'll just be a fun time to kind of celebrate the week that we have. Thursday of that week, the 15th, we are collaborating again with the Hancock Rotary on their fall wine tasting event, and that will be held at the Finnish American Heritage Center. So that is Thursday at 6:30 to 9. You can purchase tickets through the Hancock Rotary. They have a link on their Facebook page to purchase tickets. And then Saturday, of course, is the main event. That is Parade of Nations. The parade will start at 11 in Hancock, and then crossing over the bridge to Houghton, and we'll end at the D Stadium, where we'll have the Multicultural Festival featuring the 20 cuisines, as well as a variety of different performances, such as our Indian Student Association doing a Bollywood-themed dance. We have a new guy on our lineup this year, Bob Hiltonen. Finally have Bob with us. He's going to play some things for us, so I'm excited to have him.
And then Jan Arnold's coming back, too. Yes.
And Jan Arnold. And then, as I mentioned before, Break Skate, so they will perform at the Rosé later that evening at 7:30 to 9, and you can purchase tickets through the Rosé Center.
Only $10, cheap.
Yeah. Okay, so Break Skate at the Rosé Center is on that Saturday night, but then you have the open skate on that Wednesday, right?
Correct.
All right.
The other exciting thing is that Break Skate 8 is going to be in the parade as well. So that would be interesting to see, along with the Roller Girls, right?
Yeah, so it'll be kind of like a teaser for what's to come later that evening.
Right. The wine event, the wine tasting event, have you been doing this? It seems like I remember this started a couple of years ago, and I think that this has actually become one of the highlights of the week, though, you know, not everybody participates in it because it's not the huge event of the parade, but people enjoy this.
Yeah, last year was the first year that the Rotary approached us and asked us to collaborate with them on their wine tasting event. And last year, Bob and I went, and it was a great time. They selected wines from around the world, so it had an international flair, and they had food catered. So this year, they'll have food catered by Finlandia. Love their food. And they have about 5 or 6 different wines that they'll be pairing with the food this year.
Yeah, now, you want to get tickets for this one.
Yes, so you had to purchase the tickets through the Hancock Rotary.
Okay, and the proceeds go to support the Rotary?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, one way to win good, one good reason to enjoy, or another good reason to enjoy some great wines. So we've got things going on that Monday, that Wednesday, that Thursday. And then you come to Saturday, and it's the big day.
Yes, and I do want to mention we are doing our poster Chicago Weekend Getaway again this year. So this is where you will make a poster that says, I love Parade of Nations, and you'll bring that with you to the parade. And then on the parade route, there'll be people from the committee handing out raffle tickets. So this is a raffle where you make the poster, you'll get a ticket, and then you'll be entered into the drawing to win. All right, you ready? 4 round-trip SkyWest airline tickets from Hancock to Chicago, 2 nights hotel stay at the downtown Fairfield Inn and Suites, and 4 Go Chicago attraction cards. And the total package is worth over $2,000, and all you have to do is make a poster. So go to Walmart, go to the dollar store, get your glitter, get your markers, make a poster, bring it to the parade, and we will have our committee members walking through the parade and handing out the raffle ticket. You do have to be at the Multicultural Festival to win, so at 1 o'clock we will be picking one lucky winner.
Okay, so it's done by raffle. It's not the best poster that
yes,
wins.
Yes, it's not based on your artistic skills. It's just based on you actually doing it.
But can you imagine that because the entry is so is just part of the parade, there's not going to be a lot of people in the drawing. So your chances for winning are better than most raffle drawings.
Yeah, definitely. Because, yeah, well, hopefully, you know, you get dozens and dozens of signs out there, too, mm-hmm. you know.
Yes.
But still, yeah, even if you did, that's you got a pretty good chance of winning something. That's cool. To be in the parade, is it possible to do that?
Yes. So we still are accepting registration to be in the parade, whether you want to build a float circled or centered around our theme, Passport to the World. And that can be a walking float. You can be on a bike. You can be on a traditional truck.
Trailer.
Yep, or with a trailer. So you can do float, and there are prizes involved with that. I'm blanking on the prize amounts, but there's a community float, and I believe that's $500. And then we have float categories for our students at Michigan Tech to enter.
Okay. Do you pre-register to be in the parade?
Yes, you do have to pre-register by going to our website. It is Michigan Tech, so mtu.edu/international, and under our events tab is Parade of Nations. And there you'll be directed to the registration form to build a float. We are also still accepting registration forms if you want to walk in the parade with a flag. So we are looking for people who maybe want to walk with a Croatian flag, or maybe a flag that we don't already have represented from our students at Michigan Tech. So we're willing to dive into our flag closet. I was in it last night. I've already pulled over 60 flags to be in the parade, so just give you an idea of how big this event is. But there's been years where we've had even up to 80 flags. So we are welcoming the community members to say, hey, I'm from this culture, can you get a flag for me? We're welcome to that as well.
Yeah, and I do really want to encourage people that, you know, this is not an event that is solely for Finlandia to Michigan
no,
Tech.
It
and
is not.
You know, it's not solely looking at the diversity at the universities. It's celebrating the diversity that is in our area. So,
right.
You know, we have a lot of representation for different ethnic groups in this area. The Keweenaw Kinnewick, of course, our strong Finnish culture mm-hmm. that's here, the Celtic Quarter that's mm-hmm. that's here, the Italian group here.
Yep.
I've seen Daughters of Italy.
Daughters of Italy.
Before,
sure.
Mm-hmm.
That have taken part. So we want to encourage those groups to also, you know, seize this as an opportunity and take it as, you know, one of their events during the year to participate and put one of those floats out there. It's such a fun parade to be in.
Right.
Yes.
And I'm a local, so I remember going to the parade when I was younger and being like, oh, look at all the flags, look at all the different people, because we're kind of sheltered here. If you don't travel outside of the UP, I mean, there's so much out there. So when we have Parade of Nations, it's a way of showing, hey, there's more out there, and being able to interact with our students who are here and just people who live in the community. This is the perfect time to do that.
I get the privilege of walking amongst everybody as they're setting up their floats, and then later on at the festival, and we'll get to more of the festival here in a minute, but talking to people, and mm-hmm. they are so happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've enjoyed, at one time I was spending some time with the Chinese students, and they usually have an amazing
yeah, they
float.
Do.
But, you know, just talking to those students that are here and, you know, their impression of living here, mm-hmm. you know, they love it. They love, you know, how well they're accepted, the culture that we have here, and you know, just speaking to them is a real pleasure. And so I would mm-hmm. encourage people to do that as well.
Yeah.
As we, you know, we celebrate the diversity and everybody comes out here, we'll talk to, you know, people from the other ethnic groups and, you know, exchange some ideas and some laughs and get to know people, because it's really a great event for that.
And that's what our international students want to do, is talk with the locals, because can you imagine if you were in China and no one talked to you, you feel all alone, right? So definitely embrace our internationals living in the area.
They love being in the parade too. Mm-hmm. A matter of fact, some of the problems we have is we have to have some people setting up their booths and stuff at the Multicultural Festival, and everybody wants to be in the parade. And so we just insist, no, you have to have somebody here. You have to meet the food truck. Not everybody could be in the parade, mm-hmm. because what a wonderful feeling to be walking through two towns in this rural community, and people are applauding and waving at you and mm-hmm. being friendly. I mean, it's a great feeling, and you see a lot of smiles on people's faces. Wouldn't you smile if you were in that same situation? Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I've seen some other groups that take part. We see like Keweenaw Pride has been, continues mm-hmm. to be in the parade. I'm sure I would imagine that they're in the parade this year again. Mm-hmm. I've seen science clubs from Michigan Tech yeah. take part in it. They made a rover 1 year, at least I was out there. And so, it's a different kind of diversity. It's not cultural, but it's, right. lifestyle and right. interest diversity, too, showing up. And that's good, too. Mm-hmm. I love to see that.
Yeah.
Before we get into the Multicultural Festival, Bob, I wanted to give a chance to, make sure we have time to thank the people that make this possible, because without them, how many years? This is the 27th year of the Parade of Nations.
Year, yes. Mm-hmm.
And without these people, this kind of event wouldn't be possible.
Yeah. In general, we have many, many donors. Lots of businesses in town and all the communities around here participate and add a little bit to the pot. And without them, we couldn't do this. So this is not a Michigan Tech Finlandia sponsored only event. Without the businesses, without all these people, this could not happen. And I'd like to mention a few of them. You might be interested in knowing all the different groups that are part of this, all the businesses. This year we have the Keweenaw Community Foundation, which joined us. The Gunlock Grant, Homestead Graphics has been with us for a long time. The Keweenaw Bay Indian Community has helped us out again. Thank you very much. Of course, this station. Wimple, one of the other sister stations, I guess, around here. The Daily Mining Gazette, the SkyWest Airlines, which we mentioned, both the City of Houghton and Hancock, they're partners in this thing, and they help a lot. The Upper Peninsula UP Health System Portage are helping sponsor the T-shirts, for instance. Eagle Radio, Pepsi is part of this thing. They do the Passport program guide that we have. Walmart has helped with the free pony rides for the children, and the Fairfield Inn and Suites, of course, in Chicago, we mentioned already. We also have places like Aspirus for the first time. They've joined us. The United Methodist Church has helped out. UPCO, they have been with us for many, many years, and we really appreciate their help. Copper Country Ford. We mentioned the Hancock Rotary, Keweenaw Brewing Company. They are part of this. And Remax Douglas Agency and Super 8 Copper Crown Magnuson. So there's lots more, but those are a bunch of them.
Yeah, we definitely thank everybody for, making this what it is, and that's a great community event and, taking part in helping.
And when we have the support, we're able to bring someone like BreakSkate to the area because it's not free. So thank you, everyone, for donating this year.
The parade ends at the stadium where you have the Multicultural Festival.
About noon.
About noon, okay. Yeah. And, Bob, you mentioned, is that where the pony rides are going to be, too?
Yep, we've had free pony rides. This is very family-friendly. And this year we've added a little bit more to the family-friendly part of it. Of course, we will have our children's booth. And there will be various activities and games for the children at that booth. And it's usually near the back door where it's not quite as crowded. We also have a business coming called the Dog Father out of Berriga. And they're going to have cotton candy and hot dogs for the kids who don't want anything but good old USA food. And we also have a couple other restaurants coming, Geminani's, and I'm pretty sure they're going to have tiramisu again because they do a good job on that and people love it. Ming's Asian Bistro will also be there. Mm-hmm. So those are the companies, the big restaurants. But as far as different kinds of foods, we have all the favorites, the Indian food, the Chinese food. We have Moroccan food, which has become a favorite. We've had it for 2 years in a row now. We do have the African Student Association, who will also be presenting some other African food. Indonesia, Bangladesh, Nepal. I mean, where are you going to get food like Haitian. This anywhere?
What? We have Haitian food this year as That's, well.
Yes. Well, we hope we'll have some Asian food. Haitian. I talked to her today, and it's questionable.
Okay.
But that would be a first if we had an a Haitian food booth. Thailand, I think, is a favorite for most people. And there's lots of others, but I'm just kind of highlighting a few of them. And then as far as the family-friendly, besides the children's booth, we will have a number of different crafters there, some joining us for the first time with homemade jewelry and all kinds of neat items that they'll be interspersed throughout the D Stadium. So, you know, once you maybe get your belly full, check out the crafters and some of the other neat things that are around and something to do while you're watching the entertainment. So it should be a fun, exciting time.
You definitely get a big crowd at the Multicultural Festival.
Yes.
You get in there and you know, so, you know, just people be patient as you get your food. There's plenty enough to go around, and, you know, usually I get to try more than one different types of food because I kind of like to get a little variety. I'm going to get a little bit of an appetizer over from, I don't know, Ghana 1 year, mm-hmm. and Ghana food 1 year,
yeah.
And then Mexican food, and we're not talking Taco Bell, we're talking, you know, actual right. authentic Mexican food, and then, you know, top it off with, you know, get some dessert from, get some nisu or something from the Finnish booth that's there. Love it. Absolutely love it. And then you have all the entertainment going on, a little bit of a Renaissance festival type of atmosphere with the different people that are in their cultural garb, and then the different dancers that I've seen there, and the traditional music. It's never ending. It's just so much fun.
Amy J will be there again with her baked goods. She's done this every year for I don't know how long, a long time. She enjoys the festival, so she comes each year. We're very happy about that. So, yeah, we have wonderful food. We have wonderful entertainment, and it really should be a fun day. Let's hope the weather holds.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we've had kind of a crummy weather summer when it comes to some of our major events. But, no, this one's going to be bright and sunny and 60 degrees, so we don't have to worry about that one, right?
You know. You bet.
Do you have any needs, you know, at this point in order to make this happen? Is there any help that's needed, or are you pretty well set?
So we do a call for volunteers, but I think we're pretty much set on that right now. But if you are someone who still wants to get involved or be on the committee, you can just contact us through our website, the m2.edu/international.
Well, one best way that you get involved is make one of those signs and show support as people are coming out and, you know, pack the streets as, you know, that's what people want to see when this parade comes through.
Right.
You know,
we try to do something new in the parade each year, and Break Skate 8 is the thing we hope will really draw people out if they, you know, just a little extra inducement to come out and have fun.
Yeah. Well, I've seen 1 year had a drum group that was out that did some amazing things. Whenever I think of the Parade of Nations, I think of that dragon, you know, that the Chinese students put together, the flying dragon.
Yep.
You know, a lot of great spectacles. Kids are definitely going to love it. What about looking down the road a little bit in the future? I know you got the big event coming up and it's going to be there, but, you know, as you go through this every year, do you still, like, look ahead and say, boy, you know, if we can just make D Stadium two levels or something, or, you know.
Oh, that would be my dream.
You know. Well, they have two levels at the D Stadium, and we've talked about it. We do have some ideas for the future. Mm-hmm. We'd frankly like to involve the Community Arts Center a little bit more as a collaborative event. We've talked to them. We'll see what happens. I mean, but there's things like that still in the... We're not stagnant. We're always thinking of what to do that's different and new and exciting.
If you have those fresh ideas, I'm sure you'd be happy to hear, you know, from
yes,
people in the public.
Yes, please send us your ideas. We would love to hear them.
Good. All right. If people want to get more, you know, information or schedule events, how do they do that?
So you can go onto our Facebook page. It is Michigan Tech Parade of Nations, and that's just right on Facebook. We also have a hashtag we're using, hashtag the Parade of Nations. So I think just by those two things and then visiting our website, you'll find out the full schedule of events.
You can Google Parade of Nations, Houghton, Michigan, and all this stuff comes up. So that's sometimes the easiest way.
Okay. Parade steps off at 11 a.m. on the 17th, correct?
Yes, and the construction, yay, thanks, Glenn Anderson. It's moved past our parade lineup, so thank you for that. We're on track.
All right. I'm sure people were wondering.
Yes.
All right, thanks so much, Bob and Vina, for coming on the program.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.